And if you are familiar with that theme song, you'll know that it's time once again for CCO's Car Care Show. Good morning, Denny Long here, along with ASC certified technician Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive on beautiful but wet Grand Avenue this morning. Hi, Dan. Good morning.
Hi, Dan. Hi, Denny. Good morning.
I assume it is raining there on Grand Avenue, like it is in many parts of CCO. It's going to be a wet day all the way around and a windy day. As well. Dan, did you have a good week? I assume things were as busy as they usually are at Lloyd's.
They were absolutely as busy as they usually are. And, yeah, it was a good week. Everything went well. And I worked a hard day yesterday because we had a couple people gone, but that's okay. That's good for me to crank it up when I have to.
Absolutely. Keeps you going. If you have to bring in your vehicle for service, whether it be car, truck, van, and you want to know what could be ailing, Dan will give you a little analysis over the radio. And you know, again, Dan is going to be with us till about 7:45, so our time is limited. But by all means, don't wait. If you want to know what's going on with your vehicle, call or text Dan right now at 651-461-9226. Again, either call or text your question to Dan at 651-461-9226. Other people have asked me, and I would be remiss if I did not ask you, what's the situation at Lloyd's for catalytic converter thefts? Have you seen more this week? Have your crews worked on vehicles this week?
We have, and it's terrible. Not only the work that we're doing, but the stories that we're hearing are, you know, horrible. One of our customers had stopped at a shopping center and ran inside for just a little bit. And when he came out, he has a brand new Toyota Land Cruiser, but, you know, big deal vehicle. And when he came out from the store, they were underneath his car, sawing at his catalytic converters. Unfortunately, he was able to stop them before they actually took it. So next week we'll be able to do to just repair it rather than have to replace it. But they're getting so bold, and it's just so painful. I don't know what the solution is.
Did you hear what happened to, you said he came out and stopped them, but was there an altercation? Did they run away? I've heard a story that, although albeit gruesome, just deserts when a vehicle fell on a thief. A week or so ago?
Well, this vehicle was big enough tall enough where they didn't need a jack.
Yeah.
But
wow!
Tell you what, if they were under my car with a jack, I might let the jack down.
Thin the herd, you bet.
I have a hard. Yeah, there was a conversation, not an altercation, and in fact, the thief apologized as he was running away, but not that that does any good. He's still a thief, right? So he'll move on to the next one, sadly.
Yeah, it's really true. Well, we got to stop these people from buying that stuff. That's it. We say it every week. We've got to the source where these thieves go to. It's a no-brainer. What's the deal? Follow the money, maybe. 7:13 on a Saturday morning. I was going to ask you, too, and I know we'll get text messages. I'll tell you what. Let me get to it now, and then we'll fill in the blanks here. Does the brand name of this texter writes, does the brand name of the oil make any difference? I know that you have to use the right viscosity, but can you change brand names every time you change oil, depending on what oil is on sale at the time? That's a good question.
Yeah, that is a good question, and I would say yes, that you can switch brands every time, depending upon what's the best deal at the time. Just as the texter states, the viscosity is important. So make sure that you use the viscosity, the 0W20 or the 520 or whatever it is that your vehicle asks for. But which particular brand is just fine. I certainly would recommend a name brand. I they're the ones that we know about and that are tested and proven, and something that you've never heard about. Before would make me very nervous. If I had an expensive vehicle, I would be afraid to just put something else in. Now, having said that, it's probably just fine. The off-brand products oftentimes take take the overflow from the producers, and so it perhaps is the exact same oil that you're buying as a name brand, but it just, for me personally, it makes me nervous not knowing what I'm getting.
No, I'm with you. Yeah. All right, tell you what, let's do this. I'm being flagged down here. We need to take a break. If you have any kind of a car care question, don't wait. Dan will be here till about 7:45, a little less than 30 minutes from now. So call or text your car care question. You don't have to be a motorhead or a gearhead. If you drive a vehicle and you have a problem with it, call or text 651-461-9226. We'll take this break. 51 degrees in the Twin Cities, showers, thunderstorms, and maybe 3/4 of an inch of rain for the Twin Cities. A windy day, too. Stay with us here on News Talk 830. This is WCCO. Had a good Saturday morning to you, the final Saturday of the month of April. Denny Long here along with Dan Burns, who is an ASC certified technician at Lloyd's Automotive. Dan, where's Lloyd's located there on Grand Avenue?
Well, thanks for asking, Denny. We are at 982 Grand Avenue, right between Lexington and Victoria in St. Paul. You can find us on the web at lloydsautomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, lloydsautomotive.net. Or give us a call as soon as this morning. Nick will be here, 651-228-1316.
Very good. We will get you that number before Dan leaves us, which is close to 7:45 this morning. Call or text your car care question, please, at 651-461-9226. Let's grab some phones and then some text messages. Dan Scott, I think, is first up here, calling from Shoreview. Good morning, Scott. What's your question for Dan?
Good morning. I have another oil question for Dan. I recently bought a 2010 Chevy Silverado pickup, 117,000 miles, and the previous owner always ran conventional oil. And I'm wondering, is it okay for me to switch to a synthetic blend or a full synthetic oil? I've heard different opinions on that, and I'd be curious to know what you think.
Yeah, you know, that not switching is kind of an old story that dates back to when synthetic oil was first coming into play, and I've never seen any proof of it that it makes any difference at all. In fact, I would highly recommend that you go ahead and switch to a synthetic oil. And in fact, motor oil, even conventional motor oil, has gotten so good that it's already a synthetic blend anyway, just because of the refining process. So go ahead and switch over to synthetic, and your truck will last forever, I hope.
Yeah, very good. Good question. Thanks, Scott. Let's grab a text, too. Here's a text that says, hello, 2007 Honda Pilot. Check engine light has been on. Texter said, I recently had the timing belt change. Now the light is on, and I'm getting a misfire on all cylinders. I brought it back to the shop. The rear timing gear is off a tooth. How do I correct this? Is their question.
Well, I'd say it sounds like a mistake was made in the process. That would, you know, if the timing is off, that's certainly going to create a misfire, because either the exhaust isn't getting out in time or the fuel is not getting in or in on time, and is going to cause the problems that you have going on. So if they know that the timing is off, that certainly needs to be repaired. And I would think it would be related to what they did, but I don't know. If it's not related to what they did, then I would want to hear what their explanation is, you know, why it's not related. But yeah, and it may not be. You never know. Things happen. But you'll need to take that back and have them do some more work on it.
Absolutely. Let's see. Roger's next up here on the telephone. Let's see. Roger's calling from Farmington. Roger, good morning. You're on with Dan Burns.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
Have a question regarding cruise control. I recently bought a 21 Honda van, and if I set my cruise control in going across southern Dakota County here, we actually have a straight line where there's six fairly good hills and valleys on this road. And if I set my cruise control at 60, it will vary from 65 downhill to 56 going uphill. That's a 9-mile-an-hour change. Took it to the dealership and asked them about it. He says, yeah, that's about normal. And I just wanted to get another opinion on, is there a way that can be adjusted at all or reset? Or is that, what's your opinion there, Dan?
Yeah, well, it cannot be adjusted or reset. And cruise control, just by what it is, does not have the same, is not as capable of accelerating or decelerating as you are with if you're actually using the accelerator pedal. So in other words, it can't push it all the way to the floor like you might. And, you know, that's just programmed into the vehicle. And so I guess I would have to agree with what the dealership has told you, that maybe it's annoying and you don't like it that it does that, but I think that's kind of the nature of the beast. That's what you're going to get when you're using cruise control.
Yeah, makes sense. Okay, well, let's do this. I know we have texters to help out here as well. If you have a car care question, again, don't wait. Call it in, text it in, 651-461-9226. We're in the midst of CCO's Car Care Show. And keep in mind that along about 7:45, when Dan takes his leave, Jack Farrell steps in with his wine chat. And then in the 8 o'clock hour, we talk lawns and gardens with Master Gardener Teresa Rooney. So that's all straight ahead here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Rainy day today and tonight, possibly in the morning tomorrow for half a day or so. Right now, light rain, CCO temperature reading 51 degrees. Stay with us. Hi, good morning. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show here on Saturday mornings, a little after 7 o'clock news break. Welcoming your phone calls or text messages for ASE certified technician Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. Dan, as usual, callers and texters to help out before you take your leave today. And speaking of phones, let's grab one from Jody calling in from Stillwater this morning. Jody, thanks for waiting. What's your question for Dan?
Hi, good morning. I was calling to see if when I'm driving with my driving lights on, and then I get home and turn the engine off, the lights would be still on, that there's no indicator that the lights are on. There's no beeping or anything like that. Could that be a fuse?
Well, I don't know if that's changed or not. Depending upon the position of the headlights, if they're in the on position or if they're in the automatic position, they'll all act a little bit different on different vehicles. So I think on this question, I'm going to have to refer you to the owner's manual. And if you read carefully how the lights are supposed to work in all those different positions, I think you'll understand it better. I think what you're describing to me is probably normal operation, but I wouldn't know that for sure without checking your owner's manual and see how it's supposed to work.
Yeah, like you said, suggested to different manufacturers, but again, just speaking for me, I know that you're right, if I left it on auto, which I usually do, unless it's raining or something, the lights will stay on for a while. You pull in the garage, lights are on, and you wait a minute or so, and they go off automatically. So I'm guessing, it's just a guess, that that's probably what Jody's situation is too, if you check it out.
Maybe somebody switched the position Yeah. So they're acting different now than they used to be. But I think if you, and I say this often, Denny, if we all would just read our manuals and understand all the different things that our cars have to offer, we'd really enjoy all the things that they have to offer. But, you know, we get in and turn the key and and guess our way along.
It's so true. I joke to myself about this. I thought, I'm still learning, even though I've had the car for years. Oh, I didn't know this car did that. Yeah. All right. It was a question, a text, Dan says, good morning. Do you happen to know the cost range for replacement, for a replacement electric car battery? They want to know, is it expensive, and how long do those things last usually, if you've ever heard?
You know, I've never replaced an electric car battery. We have replaced a number of hybrid batteries, and they're expensive. It's a pretty major repair, not unlike an engine, major engine repair. I would say that, you know, they last a good long time, you know, decades perhaps. It's not a normal maintenance replacement of hybrid batteries or electric car batteries. That's not something you do normally. The only time you deal with them is when they fail, and they seem to have them figured out where they last a pretty good long time.
I know we get questions, Dan, from time to time on just regular car batteries. Have things changed over the years? Or, you know, we always talk, it seemed like, if your car battery is like 5 years old, maybe it's time to check it out, 4 or 5. Is that still kind of the lifespan of a regular, decent car battery, would you say?
Well, it is, and much of it has to do with our climate. Our climate, with the heat that we get in the summer and the cold we get in the winter, is hard on electrical components, including the battery. And, batteries are still a chemical process that's going on the inside of your battery. And so while use of the battery is one thing, time is the other. And there's nothing you can do about the time part. The chemical activity that's going on inside your battery deteriorates the plates. And as they deteriorate, they lose power. And in Minnesota, on a really cold morning, you need all the power you can get. So if the battery's 4 or 5 years old, there's a chance that just because of its age, it's going to fail you when you really need it.
Yeah, of course. Murphy's Law. All right, we have time for maybe one more text, Dan. It's an 03 Jeep Grand Cherokee. It'll go completely dead every maybe 3 months, and by cleaning the terminals, it will be fine again. What is going on is the question. I assume they mean battery terminals.
Yeah, I would say that they need a little fancier battery cleaning process, cleaning the terminals, because it sounds like they're getting bad connection. And if they're cleaning them, the terminals should stay clean longer than that. So they actually, when we clean the terminals, we use a baking soda mixed, get all the stuff off. And then we actually use a wire brush type thing to clean both the inside of the terminal and the post on the battery. And then when we're all done with that, on many cars, we'll spray a protector that will help eliminate the corrosion that's happening between the battery cable and the battery post. But I think while you think you're cleaning them, I think maybe especially on the inside of the cable, that stuff can be really hard to get off. And it sounds like maybe you're not getting it completely clean on the inside of the cable.
All right. We have a text is an appreciation text. It says, thanks, Dan, for being so helpful answering questions for the public. It's very much appreciated. That comes from another Dan, this one in Maple Grove. So, yep, it's been a great service that you do provide for our listeners. And again, we talk about that every so often. It's getting close to 30 years now, I think. But so we appreciate it. I do, too, and it's always fun as well. Dan, how do we get in touch? If we need the help from you or your crew at Lloyd's Automotive, how do we get in touch with you guys?
Well, you can find us on the web with all of our information and pictures and all that stuff at LloydsAutomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, LloydsAutomotive.net. If you want to come over, we're at 982 Grand Avenue in St. Paul, or you can give us a call as soon as this morning at 651-228-1316.
Excellent. We'll do that very thing. Dan, you have a good week, and let's talk 1 week from today with more Car Care Show. What do you say?
Sounds good. Thanks, Danny.
You bet. Thank you. Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. Stay tuned next for Jack Farrell's Wine Chat. Then go get those lawn care questions and garden questions ready. It'll be time for our Smart Garden Show. Master Gardener Teresa Rooney helping you out next hour here on 830 WCCO. Stay with us.